The Plaza Classic Film Festival returns to downtown El Paso this August and includes opportunities to not only watch films, but also to make them. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Last year, the Plaza Classic Film Festival included a filmmaking camp for students. The program returns this year and is open for enrollment now. Joining me to discuss the Plaza Classic Film Camp are the El Paso Community Foundation's Program Director, Doug Pullen, and Film Camp Coordinator, Juan Ferret, President of the Philosophic Systems Institute. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Doug's been here many times, but I think, Juan, this is your first time on the show. Welcome. What can students particularly, and maybe parents, expect for these students to get out of the film camp this summer?
The film camp is set up around the theme of storytelling, be able to have the youth think deeply about how to tell a story. And, of course, they enjoy films and they enjoy going to the movies. So this is kind of making a connection between what they experience as they go see the films and what they can create. And, of course, the camps will take them through the different skills and techniques on how to develop that story in detail. In fact, the campers will eventually show their finished product, their films, at the festival.
Nice.
And it's part of what they're encouraged to think about. What would their audience think as to their finished product? Because often as we create things, we don't tend to think about how that's going to be perceived. So part of the storytelling is also how the story will be heard.
So they'll be screened at the tail end of the festival. And Doug, the festival's running August 4th to the 14th in and around the Plaza Theater, downtown El Paso. The camps, I gather, are kind of bracketing that. They're starting a few days before the actual festival, so you can get 2 full weeks of film camp in.
Pretty much, and then they finish their films by the end of that camp, and then we'll show them on the 14th in a free public program.
Fantastic. Now, Juan, what ages are you targeting for these film camps?
We're going to have 2 camps. One is a beginner camp, ages 9 to 11, in which the first week they'll work on storyboarding and animation, and in the second week they will shoot and edit a live-action film. And the second camp, ages 12 to 15, will be for intermediate youth, people who maybe have experience already doing some films on their own, or they participated in last year's camps. And those 2 weeks for them will be primarily on creating the live-action film that will be shown later on.
Are they collaborating on a single product, or are they all individually making their own films?
The camps will work on their own products, but the children in each camp will work with others. They'll collaborate to create a joint film. So not every student will have their own film. They'll have to work with.
So they're learning how real filmmakers have to work.
Exactly.
With others.
This is actually very important for us because, in a sense, it will be easier to have their own make their film. But as you're suggesting, it is very important and crucial that when you tell a story, you don't tell it alone. You tell it with others, and you have to take in ideas and share ideas and change your ideas. So we integrate that as part of what we do in the camp educationally.
Is this something that they'll be in camp all day or partial day, Doug?
All day, 9 a.m. to 4 with a lunch break. And we've moved it to the El Paso Public Library this year. They're better set up than the banquet room at the Community Foundation. They have a lab upstairs where the kids can do sound, they can do some costumes, and they can edit up there.
Well, that's a good question. Is, you know, filmmaking, other than the inspiration part, takes resources. And so will you be providing all of the tools that they're going to need to get from idea to finished product one?
Yes, absolutely. We're collaborating with the library this year, and they have some resources, like Doug was saying. And depending on the camp, they will use different materials and cameras, let's say. But we will be providing that in order to create the finished product. Again, ideally, what we would have is the students think deeply about what is that they need to use to create the story. But with 2 weeks, we probably can't have them create their own video equipment, but we can have them think very clearly about what is that they want to use and how do they want to use it in order to create their finished product.
Is there a maximum number of students that you all are targeting that you're going to cut off registration at a certain point?
Yeah, we were going to cap it between 25 to 30.
That's a big camp, yeah.
Yeah, last year we had, 18, I think it was, for the first one. I think it was 18. And by expanding it age-wise, mm-hmm. from last year it was 9 to 13, this year it'll be 9 to 15. And by providing some scholarships, we'll hold some slots for those kids who qualify for those scholarships.
Well, that's a good time to ask. What is the cost for these 2 weeks of camps?
It's $300 if you sign up, I think, by July 17th. And then there's a late registration of $325.
And you mentioned that price should not be a barrier to some, that there are some scholarships available.
Right. And that would cover, yeah. I think it's 10 scholarships total, and it would cover the whole fee for those people.
How does one go about registering their student one?
The registration is online, and those who are interested in the scholarship, there is their own registration in which they basically request the assistance. So it's a different process for those who are seeking the financial assistance.
And you all are going to be feeding since you're going all day long, so you're going to provide the snacks and lunches and other things.
Yeah, it's built into the
all-inclusive cost.
Yeah.
The camps are running mostly during the same period that the Plaza Classic Film Festival runs. Are the students going to be actively participating in other things at the festival after the camp? Are they going to be watching films there together?
Yeah. Last year, they would go to some of the movies that were examples of what they were learning about. Mm. And what we're doing this year, we're expanding that a little bit. We're going to be programming some movies in the auditorium there at the library. And on the two Fridays of the camp, the movie we show will be tied in directly with their curriculum.
Nice.
So the first week, there's stop motion animation. We're going to show Earth versus the Flying Saucers, Ray Harryhausen, right? And the second week will be live action. That's a TBA because we're still debating on what movie. The movie we're trying to get is called The Brave One, which was a recommendation of one of the faculty members.
So is prior knowledge, if parents are listening or even students are listening right now and they're thinking, wow, that sounds really neat, but I've never done anything like that. Do these kids need to come in with any sort of prior knowledge, or you just start from scratch and go for it?
We will start from scratch, especially the beginner camp. The intermediate camp obviously would be better if they would have participated in some sort of film camp or film production of any sort, but we're happy to take any students because since we're going deeply into the fundamentals, we'll be able to address those. So we encourage anybody who's interested in filmmaking.
Of course, it seems in this day and age that the age group you're talking about, they're very facile at making things, and a lot of their school projects are based on video making as well, and they're using these free downloadable editing software, and they've all got phones that record video, and so in some ways these students may be ahead of us.
Absolutely.
How to tell stories with moving images. But Juan, you've been with president of the Philosophic Systems Institute for some time, and I know that for years you've been providing other community services, particularly ones targeted to students. Is this an outgrowth of what you've been doing with the Institute?
Yes. Primarily what we've been doing is looking at areas in our community where higher learning could be a real benefit and create a great impact. So we obviously looked at adding higher learning opportunities, which include logic and telling stories in deep ways and going back into the history of whether it's mathematics or science. And we've worked with NASA locally to create out-of-school camps, and now we're working with some schools to integrate the fine arts and other elements of this deep learning, higher learning opportunities. And so the camps is an extension of what we do with them in a medium that it's very accessible to all in terms of storytelling. That's how we think about storytelling nowadays, often is through film. Obviously, there's other ways. And some of these other ways we feel have been neglected, like looking at the history of science, for instance, mm-hmm. which is fascinating. So we try to bring those elements back and then create projects and opportunities that go deep into our history of ideas, but also they're very vibrant and current to what our needs are.
And it sounds like you're helping students learn how to better communicate complex ideas as well, not just learn those ideas, but then translate them back out to others.
Yeah, we believe that that's part of the process of understanding an idea. If you cannot communicate the idea, then you have not been able to fully understand it yet. And it takes a lot of practice and a lot of repetition in a sense. So part of our pedagogical approach is to build complexity at the start, but to do it in ways that are very natural for people and students, and it's offered different pathways to engage. So we've been working with three schools in the Northeast, three elementary schools, and we've been integrating those ideas, I think, fairly successfully. And ultimately is to really create deep thinkers. That's the philosophy part, deep and thinkers in the process.
In these film camps this summer, who will be facilitating the teaching there? Is that you and your staff, or you have volunteers coming in?
We have two terrific faculty members that are USC graduates, and they are professionals in the film industry. And one of them is a local talent from El Paso. And they are magnificent at both addressing the needs of students, but also knowing their art, their technical abilities, and how to communicate that to students. So we've been very impressed with their work. Those are the two main instructors. And then we add some others as needed. For instance, for animation, we add some other great talent that have worked on the film industry for many years. So we believe in bringing people who are both talented in addressing the educational needs of children, but also their professionals in their field.
Sounds like something I'd want to sign up for. Well, Doug, it's already May, which means you're roughly 3 months out from the start of the festival, the Plaza Classic Film Festival. Anything you want to reveal at this point?
Lots of screaming, that's all. No. Well, we announced earlier, you know, the Star Wars trilogy, showing the original Star Wars trilogy, but we're going to start doing announcements. In fact, by the time this is on, people will hopefully see at least 10 titles on our Facebook page. And we're bringing back Giant. One of my favorite memories of the film festival was the first year when you showed Giant and you interviewed Robert Hinkle.
Robert Nichols.
I said Hinkle. But that's a favorite memory. It's the 60th anniversary of the movie this year. And then, of course, a lot of it was shot near Marfa. So we're doing a related exhibition at the History Museum called A Giant Story, When Hollywood Came to West Texas, that pulls documents from the George Stevens collection, costumes from Warner Brothers, and some photos and other mementos from a local person who you probably know who worked as a waitress on the set, Wally Scheck. That'll expand on that story, but kind of tell it. It's a local angle, if you will, and goes a little bit into the caterer was from El Paso, Leon Gillespie, and even the people who provided a lot of the plants and trees were from El Paso.
Fantastic. Well, it's a cherished film, and I know West Texans particularly will come out in droves for that.
Hopefully.
It's a great memory of what this place in Marfa used to look like and still does to a large degree.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for all the opportunities you're creating, particularly for students to watch films but also learn how to make them, and I wish you the best of luck with the film camps.
Thank you so much.
I've been discussing plans for the second annual Plaza Classic Film Camp with Doug Pullen, Program Director for the El Paso Community Foundation, and Juan Ferret, Camp Organizer and President of the Philosophic Systems Institute. This year's Plaza Classic Film Camp will run for 2 weeks, August 1st through the 5th and 8th to the 12th, and enrollment is now open to students aged 9 to 15. The deadline for registering is July 25th, and early bird tuition is $300 until July 17th and includes all materials, lunch, and snacks. For registration, call 533-4020 or log on to plazaclassic.com and click on the summer camp link. This year's Plaza Classic Film Festival runs August 4th through the 14th, and passes are on sale now for $200. The festival is also accepting submissions of films from the region's filmmakers for its Local Flavor program. For more information about how to submit films or for festival events and schedules, log on to plazaclassic.com or follow the festival on Facebook. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.